So I bought a dental practice 1 year out of school. Do I recommend it? Would I do it again? Do I recommend others do the same? This is a question that I get probably 2 to 3, sometimes more times per week. Basically, I'm a dentist. I'm this many years out of school. Should I buy a practice? So today, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what was my experience buying a practice 1 year out of school, and what is the experience for other dentists that I've talked to. My name is Chris. I'm a dentist. I've owned my own practice, and now I work full-time helping dentists buy practices. So like, here's a question that I just got in my inbox last night. I get these types of questions all the time. I'm happy to answer them. Feel free to reach out. You can find my email in the description. Basically, it's a dentist. He said, I'm about a year out of school. I have this associate job. This is how much I'm making. I'm interested in buying a practice. I've started talking to a few practice brokers. I'm just summarizing here. Basically, his question is, I don't know if I'm ready to buy because I've only been out of school for 1 year. Is that too soon to buy? That's basically the gist of what he's trying to ask. I've been a buyer myself fairly recently. It's been a few years now, but now I've helped 100 plus other dentists go through this process of buying a practice. So I've seen firsthand what it's like to actually transition from being an associate to being an owner a bunch of times now. Should everyone buy a dental practice? Should everyone become a practice owner? Probably not everyone. There's some people who maybe are better suited for an associate job. I talked to someone on the phone fairly recently. They just weren't the right material to be an owner. And I'm not going to get into too many details because I don't want to give away who this person was. They just weren't in the right headspace to be an owner. But I've talked to probably 30 dentists since then who are fit to be an owner. So realistically, I think something like 95% of dentists should become practice owners. If you are smart enough to go to dental school, smart enough to be a dentist and see patients, well, then you're smart enough to figure out ownership. It's really, in comparison to the amount of work that it takes to get into and get through dental school, buying and becoming a practice owner is just really not that hard. Not that hard. What is important is that you buy the right practice. If you buy the wrong practice, you can make your life a lot more difficult. But assuming that you get into ownership correctly and you buy the right practice, you do things right, you follow the correct steps, basically everyone who's a dentist will be happier, make more money, have so much more control over their schedule, so much more autonomy if they are an owner. So how I first came into ownership, I graduated from school. I worked as an associate for about 1 year. Now, how much money did I make when I was working as an associate? About $200,000, give or take. I have another video where I actually go by month to month how much I made. I don't remember exactly how much, but it was about $200,000. I had my student loans. The first 6 months, you don't have to pay anything back if you have them on deferment. And then I put it on an income-based repayment plan. And because my income was still set at what it was while I was in school, it was $0, so I had a $0 payment. So I didn't pay anything back to student loans. I think I paid something like $40,000 in taxes, and I spent about $60,000 that first year out of school. I wasn't doing anything crazy. I didn't buy a new car. I was living in a fairly modest apartment. I was married. My wife was working as well, so that also helped with the financials of the household. But I ended up saving about $100,000 that first year out of school, which was enough to be able to qualify for getting a loan to buy a practice. Honestly, I bought a practice that I wouldn't recommend people buy. It had HMO patients. I now advise all the clients that I talk to, just don't buy any practices that have HMO patients or Medicaid patients because it's just going to be a headache. It's not worth it. But I did. And so the practice was quite a bit discounted for what it was. I think I paid $350,000 for the practice, which is pretty low. When I first got in there, it was kind of a train wreck. It was super stressful. I don't recommend doing that. That's why I have this service where I help dentists find the right practice to buy. Had I bought a better practice, I think I could have done significantly better and been a lot less stressed out that first year. But you learn from your mistakes. I did what I did. And even though I bought not the best practice, I still landed on my feet and did all right. But something to keep in mind, if you were trying to buy a dental practice, you're going to have to get a loan most likely to buy that practice. The practice I bought, $350,000, now that was a few years ago. It probably would be a little bit more expensive now due to inflation. But most practices are going to be something like $500,000 to $1.5 million for their price. You're probably not going to have that. Luckily, there are banks that understand that when dentists buy dental practices, it's one of the lowest risk investments that these banks can make. And so they are absolutely more than happy to give you the loan to buy the practice. They usually don't require a down payment at all, unlike most other types of loans. And in addition to that, they're usually able to give you working capital, which is money in addition to the purchase price, so that you can have a little bit of a safety net in case it takes a while for insurance reimbursement checks to come in, those types of things. Or if you want to do any equipment upgrades, you can use that working capital to do those initial upgrades to the practice. Banks like to see that you have at least $50,000 to $100,000 saved up. They're not going to require you to put that money as a down payment, but they want to see you have that much money saved up. Honestly, I think it's mostly because they want to see that you are responsible. Like if you're the type of person that can save up $100,000, then you're probably the type of person that's going to figure out how to be successful in this business. The way you manage your personal finances is probably going to mirror how you manage your business finances. So just be smart with how you're spending your money, especially your first few years out of school, and you can set yourself up for incredible success later on. I considered doing a startup for a while. I talked about that in the last video I did, actually, on how I had two friends. One did a startup, one did an acquisition. The friend who did the acquisition did so much better than the friend who did a startup. And since being out in the world and talking to a bunch of different people, I've realized that's the case. If you're smart, you do an acquisition. Doing a startup is just so much more risky, and it takes so much longer to become profitable. It makes sense to do an acquisition. It's a cheat code to get a huge amount of patients up front and start producing a lot of money right away. If you buy the right practice, buying a practice is a no-brainer. So what was it like being 1 year out of school and being the owner of a practice? This is really what a lot of people ask. They understand the financing. They understand, you know, everything else involved, but they're wondering, like, what is it actually like to be an owner 1 year out of school? Well, first off, what is it like to be an associate out of school? You're kind of bossed around. You don't get to have that much control because you're not the owner of the business. You're not respected necessarily by the staff, et cetera, because you're not paying their paychecks. When you become an owner, all that stuff flips around. All of a sudden, you have complete control over your schedule. You're the one who is hiring, paying, and firing employees, so they respect you infinitely more than when you're an associate. The patients treat you so much differently when you're the owner of the business. They can just tell. They just act differently, especially the older patients, the ones who have money. Those patients, I think they've just been raised with the idea that dentists are supposed to be owners. And so if you get a patient coming in who a little bit older, they have money, they need 5 crowns done. If you're an associate, they're going to be a little bit apprehensive because they're going to say, well, why are you an associate instead of an owner? Are you not that good? Maybe I should find someone else. But when you're the owner of the business, you can walk in that room with confidence and say, hey, Mrs. Smith, you need these 5 crowns. Mrs. Smith is probably going to do those crowns. Just going from being an associate to being an owner, your case acceptance is going to dramatically increase, especially for those high-value patients, because your level of trust and confidence is going to increase dramatically just from being an associate. Trying to convince patients to do treatment is ultimately a game of trust, and the better position you can put yourself in to be authoritative and to be someone that is worthy of trust, the more you're going to be able to treatment plan and the better your case acceptance is going to be. Your first 3, 6, 9 months of ownership are going to be really, really exciting and really, really stressful. Stress and excitement from a neurophysiological point of view are basically the same thing. You know, it's a rush of epinephrine, you know, fight or flight type response. It's just how you interpret those emotions. I heard someone who was talking about public speaking and how when you are about to go out in front of that crowd, you feel this, like you're nervous, you're fearful. But this person was saying, just actually, if you think about it, that emotion that you're feeling that you're calling nervous is actually the same emotion as being excited. And what your body is doing is it's preparing because it has decided that what you're about to do is important. And so it's putting all of its energy into paying attention into that thing that you're doing right now. And you can call it being nervous. You can call it being stressed. You can call it being excited. They're all kind of the same thing. When you take over that practice, it's going to be extremely important and you're going to know it. And so you're going to feel very alert. You're going to be in the moment there, and you're going to have a lot of stuff that you got to do. You go from being an associate where you can walk in the door and just kind of sit down and whatever happens, happens. When you own the business. You go in and you're in charge. Like, this is your practice. You're going to care a lot more about what's happening in that office when you're the owner of it. And so you have to be alert. Some people like that. Some people don't. Now, are you going to have to work like that for the rest of your life if you become an owner? No, absolutely not. Once you've been there for a year or two and you start to get your systems down, you're going to learn to trust those systems. The office is going to be running the way that you want it to run, and it's not going to require nearly as much energy or effort to keep it running that way. Dentists who are 5 to 10 years into ownership are oftentimes working a lot less, and they're a lot less stressed out than associates. I've got one friend that I'm thinking of right off the top of my head. He runs an incredible practice. He's got like 12, 15 employees. They come and go. And he works like 2.5 days a week. I'm not even kidding. He's got 2 associates working in his office. So that helps. But he's making like so much money. Like he hasn't told me exactly how much. I know he's making more than $1 million. I wouldn't be surprised if he's making more than $2 million working like 2.5 days a week. He has this incredible office manager who runs the entire business. He doesn't even work 8 hours when he works. He's working a lot less than that. You go into the office and he's like in his office and he's laying back on his chair. He's playing on his phone or his computer or something half the time because his associates are there running the office. I mean, if you want to have that type of setup, you can. As a dentist, you have a lot of freedom and control, and you can set up your business however you want to set it up. So I don't want you to hear me wrong and hear that I think ownership is more stressful than being an associate, because long-term ownership is so much better than being an associate. But in the short term, I'm not going to lie to you, it is stressful to buy a business, especially when it's your first time doing it. Now, another part of the questions that I get about, should I buy a practice? I'm 1 to 2 years out of school, whatever, is they talk about clinically, am I ready to be an owner? I get the strangest emails sometimes. People list out, I'm comfortable doing 3 surface composites and I can do this, a buildup in this amount of time. And I've never done Invisalign. I don't know if I'm ready to be an owner. You are overthinking things. You're doing the same exact dentistry when you're an associate and when you're an owner. Like, stop thinking that you have to have some sort of crazy abilities in order to be an owner. You have to know how to do full arch implant restorations. I got an email just the other day. The dentist was like, well, I'm comfortable doing implants and all on 4 restorations, but I'm not comfortable doing full mouth restorations if the patient needs more than 20 crowns at a time. I was like, is this email a joke? Like, what are you talking about? Most dentists do not do 20 crowns at a time. And even if you do, you just prep the crowns and send it off to the laboratory and they do the work for you. So like, stop overthinking things. That's not going to be an issue. You're going to get into the practice and you're going to be doing the same exact type of 1 to 2, 3 crowns at a time that you were doing when you were an associate. And you're going to be making twice as much, 3 times as much. You're going to have more flexibility in your schedule. You're going to have more respect from the patients, the staff, everyone else. Stop trying to make ownership something that it's not. It's not that big of a deal. Is it going to be stressful your first few months out? Yes, it's going to be stressful your first few months out. Of course, almost anything you do is stressful for the first few months. Like we said, that stress is also excitement. It's the same thing. When you do something new, it's exciting. It's new. You're learning new things. Yeah, you're going to have to spend a lot of time at the office getting things set up the way you want to get them set up. But once they're set up, if you set them up right, then you're going to be able to move on to other things. And that's why owners, you often see, you know, they do so much traveling, they're golfing all the time, they get boats and they have all these other hobbies. It's not hard to find all sorts of examples of dentists that have all these crazy hobbies because they have the money and they have the time and they've set up their business to where they can go do other things. You know, you come into the office for your 3 days a week, you see your patients, and then you've got the rest of the week to do whatever you want to do, and you actually have the money to do those types of things. That's the kind of life you can have if you figure out ownership. The sooner you figure it out, the sooner you're going to get through the initial year or two of setup, and the sooner you're going to be at a point where you're making the kind of money that you thought you were going to be making as a dentist when you went to dental school, the sooner you're going to be able to get your student loans paid off, and the sooner you're going to be able to actually get the respect that you deserve and have earned when you went to dental school.